Blog Talk Radio. Beat to Radio.
Today's the day, today's the day. Welcome to the show. You know who it is. It's your boy, DJ Big Stu, the political hip-hop DJ extraordinaire expert that's in the building. And today's show on the Underground Showcase is Fuck Sarah Palin. I said it. Fuck Sarah Palin. Reason why I said that, she said some racist comments about our president, President Barack Obama. She said he's shucking and jiving. Now, all those people out there, minorities, Spanish, black, Mexican, Chinese, whatever, we know what shucking and jiving means. It is mostly directed towards the black people, you know what I mean? And that's a racist comment. This comes from a lady, all right, y'all? This comes from a lady who her own party didn't even believe in her. Her own party lost respect for her and said she was the wrong candidate. This comes from the lady who says she could see Russia from her house. Yeah, this is what it's about. The Republicans are bugging out right now, you know, because they're trying to find all type of ways to come at us, y'all. Check this out now. They want us to believe that, oh, he's catching up in Ohio. But there's news polls showing that momentum has stopped, and it definitely has stopped ever since the two commercials came out with the Murdoch cat. You know what I mean? That he's you know, he's holding the Murdoch cat down, and the Murdoch cat says some old dumb stuff. This is what's going on. This is why every day, Beef Stew Radio, all other radio stations on the internet, and all other, you know, little channels getting together and telling you to get out and vote, man. Make sure you get out and vote. You got to. It's important. All right? Don't let them fool you into that. You lose, and Barack don't got a chance. He has the best chance. He has a way better chance than Mitt Romney. Okay? But they want you to lie. They want to lie. He hasn't told nothing truthful yet. And it's a shame because so-called American people is ready to, just because there's a black man in office, they're ready to drop everything America stands for. And other countries is watching this. Other countries are saying, listen, look at them. Look how they treat their black president. Look what they're saying. Donald dumbass Trump. I would have been surprised if he'd have did some type of crazy stuff with the wig. Know what I mean? That's what Donald should have did. He should have did something with his wig. That would have been an October surprise. He should have changed his hairstyle, made it look a little realer or something. Sarah Palin, this is the lady, she went, you know, now, I guess is, I'm surprised all the animal activists ain't get at her, because she makes it like killing bears, polar bears, and shooting animals in the wilderness is good. I'm just saying, this is the same lady. This is the same lady that made so many mistakes, and she want to talk about somebody shucking and jiving. Shucking and jiving. You know, and remarks like that, man, you know, I'm going to tell you, in the hood, don't last well, man. You got the shucking and jiving one. You got the son, Tag, whatever his name is, talking about, you know, they said ignorant. They said they ready to come down and smack them. They want something to happen. Like, they want something big to happen. You don't think people in minorities, and I'm not just talking about black people, even good white people, all right? Let's talk about, you don't think people getting tired of that, like, and especially black people. Because black people are starting to feel like that's an attack not just on him, but that's an attack on black people. That's an attack on Puerto Rican people. People ain't feeling that. And after a while, it's going to be somebody like Rush Limbaugh or one of them going to get tagged up for that. And that's going to be crazy. It's going to be like, and I'm not trying to promote it, but it's just what you're saying. You think people's not listening? You're wrong. Just like people's listening to me. All day, all night. You know what I mean? I don't, you know what I'm saying? Now, when I'm saying F. Sarah Palin, that's not saying nothing racist. That's saying something to somebody that's just dumb. Like, she's dumb. Like, she's not even relevant no more. Go back to reality TV and be in the woods. You got the same problems just like people in the ghetto, man. Same problems. Word up, same problems. Dogs have a baby young just like young black girls. And the crazy part is, when young black girls have a baby, it's part of poverty, it's part of society. Other people have babies or young, they go on Teen Mom. They go on Teen Mom, and it's a special occasion. And let's see the trials and tribulations when this has been happening in the hood for years, yo. You late. You better come in the hood and see the real Teen Moms. The Teen Moms, though, that ain't getting a check from television, that's making it, that's going to school and fighting through society and raising babies in gang-infested neighborhoods and doing that and not getting on welfare. You know, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Teen moms that come from crack moms. teen moms that's crack babies and succeed in the world. Come on, come on, I'll show you. Anybody with a television camera, I take you to my hood. Take you where we come from. Let you see it. I be wanting to take Morning Joe, you know, because he always talking about some stuff, too, like, you know, him and Mike Barnacle, like they live right next to each other or something. No, no, they must have lived, grew up next to each other. Be like, Mike Barnacle, you know, you're heard of my dad. I mean, that just shows the old Republican ways, because if you're going back to when your dad was going to the happy days then, when they were like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock rock, if you're going back into when that was a hit record, you know, you lost in time. That's when we was going down in the basements and bomb shelters. When everybody, all the big ones coming, and everybody who had a little bit of money, you know, not us black people, we was going into the garage or something, or going into the school, but there was people that had bomb shelters back then. Wait, that's, you know, so that's the times you're talking about. And it's crazy, because they talk at best, right? And Sarah Palin, McCain was even having beef at one point in time in the campaign, was going against each other like she was getting too popular. She was going off the track. You know what I'm saying? And people try to keep themselves relevant. You'll never be a Hillary Clinton. You'll never be. It's not going to happen. You're never going to be president. You couldn't be vice president. Hillary Clinton could be vice president, president. You know, she could do it all. You're not going to be Hillary. You know what I'm saying? Laura Bush got a better chance than her. Real talk. On the Republican side. They just ain't using her. But Laura Bush, you know, she's, you know, I think people would vote for Laura Bush. Be honest with you. Sarah Palin? Nah. There's other Republican women that got a stronger chance than Sarah Palin. And now this Murdoch kid, you know what I'm saying? I don't understand rape and the Republicans. Like, what is going on behind closed doors? And because the rape thing is like, they be having all, like, rape is rape. Rape, but see, you know, rape, that's only to when somebody in their family get raped. To their daughter get raped. Then they understand what everybody else said. Then they understand, you know, if their daughter, and especially if their daughter got raped by a minority and they have a baby, they're not going to keep the baby and raise it. They're not even going to tell you about it. They're going to sneak her into a secret thing. They're going to do everything like they did to Lizzie Lohan. You know what I mean? They got those called the Lizzie Lohan facilities, you know, keep them pure facilities, you know. Now, imagine if any kid in the hood did what Lizzie Lohan did. They would have been in jail after the first car accident. Real talk. After the first car accident, after the first car situation, cats would have been on Rikers Island. It just say this. Stacey Dash, they don't want to pay taxes. If I was rich, I would pay more taxes. It don't matter, especially if I'm making trillions and trillions of dollars a year. It's only going to be for a couple of years. I'm going to write a bunch of stuff off and get paid again anyway. Even if they raise taxes on the rich, whether it's Obama, whether it's anybody, they're going to have it hooked up where they're rich going to get that money back some type of way anyway. Anyway, now we're talking about China, that you got companies. Now, that's the thing, did you look at your pension? There's a lot of people with pension. There's all city workers with pension. That means every city worker got some money in China then. Not a blind trust or a pension you can't control, you can't do like that. Pension, it be talking at a certain age, you know what I mean, certain age. You can borrow from it. Now, the president may have a lot more money to borrow from his pension, or he may have a little leeway, but the pension is like that. But blind trust, the money's in Cayman Islands, I mean, that's different. Sarah Palin got money. They all got money in different islands. You know what I'm saying? And When you turned a comedian, how do you call anybody sucking and diving? See, first of all, you could never call a black president sucking and diving, because just to be a black president, you know how much work he had to do the first year? You got dudes talking about he's not American. You got dudes talking about he's gay. You got dudes saying they're getting divorced. Now, we got tapes on these guys, and they won't admit to the tapes they got. They got all type of tapes floating around here. 30-something percent, 25%, 40%, 47%. They got all type of facts going on out here, man. I mean, I just don't be understanding it, man. Real talk. I got somebody that probably disagree with me or may agree with me. Hello, who's this?
Compton's Buck.
What's good?
What's good,
Compton Buck in the building?
We in here.
What's good, man? I know you heard me talking about the political shit before you came, son.
You was in the right lane with it though.
I want to ask you, man, how you feel, you know, before we get into your stuff, how you feel about what's going on with this? Because I know you down there, and I know y'all get it hard down there, a lot of racism and all that down there.
Yeah. Well, you know, in the whole, it feel like it's gonna be a little tight race with Robin, but I think Obama gonna get 4 more years in there. But I was paying attention about how you were saying about the teen babies and the teen moms and shit. That shit was like true, like 200%. How they ain't not one black person or nothing get televised or checked for it. I feel you on that, bro.
You know, we might be in different places, but we come from the same type of hoods, and we see that every day from growing up for years, and we ain't never see them sisters, and they accomplish stuff. We ain't never see them, and a lot of them do better.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
They do. And they not knowing shit. Majority of us is, like, born into struggle, so shit. For them to, like, have pop-up situations and still benefit on the good side from it and make it an income is, like a cheat sheet for them, right? How I feel.
Now, like you know, as a rapper, and you got a lot of pull because you definitely got a lot of downloads and all that stuff on .piff and all that. How do you get people to vote? Do you got any special way through your music, any way you get people to vote?
Oh, I just let them know. You know, when I'm out, I rock that Vote for Obama shirt, you know, just to keep us on the good side for us being a metal in a lower class, like, if we still want hope, like, everywhere, because I'm in Compton now, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I do push the line around the people that's around me. It might not be a big campaign, but I can touch a few thousand people within my circle, not even doing it viral or doing it on YouTube or doing it on Twitter. It's just like, I'm in the streets, you feel me?
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like what they say is true, like, hip-hoppers ain't, you know, the hip-hop community is not going to vote? They say we ain't got the enthusiasm and we ain't going to turn out.
Well, most of the niggas do. They don't, they want to vote, but I ain't going to say they lazy. They just feel like, you know, at the time, if you in a gun and you got a lot of music shit going on, you feel like you can't miss nothing. You feel me? So that's the only way I feel like a hip-hop nigga that's in rotation to feel like he didn't vote. His intention is to vote, but he got so much going on that the time going by so fast that he missed the voting range, you know?
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Yeah. So you got some new joints. I remember the last time you was here, you was on my homie K. Nicole show.
Right.
I know you got some new, you're doing some new stuff now, right?
Yeah, man. I'll stay working. I'm in here right now. You know?
Okay.
Working on the Black Jew mixtape, trying to set me up for the EP at the top of the year, you know?
Mm-hmm. Name some of the people that you work with on this new joint.
Well, you know, I got some pretty nice hitters on this one. I got a unreleased track from They Dog. I got a remix joint with Wiz Khalifa. I got an unreleased track with Lil Wayne. Them all the big hitters. Other than that, I'm still working with all the independent artists that's around me. And, you know, like the Young Skeet, the YC, a few other ones, you know. Just the ones that I feel that's grinding, that's out here. And, like, because when I was coming up, it's hard to get somebody to give you that push. So I look out for the ones that are trying to help themselves.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. So, like, now, you got a different style. And I ain't going to lie, I be looking at mad songs. Like, I be looking at mad songs you got. And you got, like, a crazy different style. You done stuff with T-Pain. You done stuff with Game. Now,
right.
How do you stay in the game like that? Like, how do you do that?
Well, I ain't going to say you be aggressor. But when something cross your path, you know, I ain't the person that let the ball just fly past me. I try to intercept it, or I speak up. I ain't trying to take over your plate or nothing. I just want a few crumbs and, you know, give me a shot at what you got. They, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So when I get an opportunity at a feature or something, I just speak up. They either tell me yes or no, or they can tell me a certain price. If I don't got it, then I can't do it. Then so be it. But most of it, like, they see the grind in me. They see the push. They see where I'm trying to go and, it been turning out good on my behalf.
Now, are you doing your thing still independent, or are you signed to somebody different now?
Nah, it's still independent at this point. I got approached with a few little opportunities, but you know, it ain't making sense for me yet. So I'm gonna keep building my equity, my stock to the ceiling, and to it makes sense for everybody that's been pushing with me since you know, I picked up the pen and pad basically.
So like Dot Piff, right? When you see Dot Piff, do you feel like Dot Piff like really helped you get the exposure that was good for you?
Yeah, Dot Piff is a big web exposure, but you know, I look at it, being that internet is worldwide, you gotta push yourself, knowing that the internet is free, you know, and try to spread yourself like basically at all points of the time. So, like, basically at this point in time, instead of, you know, a brother at my age and feel like you want to get at females or whatever, I spend most of my time trying to get more exposure and hitting up different sites and blogs myself, even with somebody helping me involved. Like, you got to always stay pushing if you're trying to, you know, spread, like, worldwide. So that's how I feel about it.
So did you deal with any new producers on this one?
Yeah, I got J Tracks on there, a guy named J Classic, you know, the League of Stars. I got a few, like, you know, I got a Jaleel beat. I got a few, like, SoundClick beats, you know, from SoundClick producers like Johnny Giuliano, THX. There's a few other ones, but, you know, I got in-house producers, too. I just work, like, when, you know, a banger or something different come in my email, I load it up, and if it feel like it's a joint that's going to go, I hit the producer back, and then we make sense, you know?
Mm-hmm. So what was it like working with Waka Flocka? Because you did a hot joint with Waka Flocka.
Oh, you know, he turned me up. That's what really started the exposure. That's really what broke the point. That's what really got me shows. Shout out to him. It didn't turn out on no good end, like, business wise, but he opened up a lane, you know, and gave me an opportunity at a point in time when he had a lot of dudes around him who wanted the opportunity. But I felt like I just took the situation, I pushed on the gas, and it turned out good. It was all energy. And the way he moving, you know, it's like that's where the way he at. Like he constantly feeding the machine. You know, he hardly sleep. He work hard. So, you know, basically it's about your push. Cause you know a lot of rappers you feel like ain't on the caliber of what you feeling like musically or whatever. But once you keep pushing yourself to be in these people's face, then they don't have no other way to accept you.
Okay. See, I ain't get that new joint yet, but, you know, I still got some joints, a couple of your other joints. So I want to play that pistol popping joint with you and Waka Flocka joint, man. You know,
okay,
like
for sure. I haven't seen you the new joint right now.
All right, that's what's up. Oh, so that's live and official. I might can still get it on the air. If they send it to me right now, I can still get it on the air. We got some time.
Okay.
But we still got some joints. So we're going to jump into to my man Compton Buck featuring Waka Flocka. This joint is hot, pistol popping. Let's do it.
Turn up, Flocka, Waka, Flocka, Waka, Flocka, Waka, Flocka. Hey man, sound the car and then ball, man. Hey JJ, who do what it do though, man? IB, what's up, Smurf? What's happening, man? Moses, what it do though? Turn up right now. Hey.
I'm still in these streets, getting dough, getting dough. Rockin', poppin', poppin', choppers, let it go, let it go. If you came without your gun, hit the flow, let the folks ask questions. We don't know, I said I'm still in these streets, getting dough, getting dough. Poppin', 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 choppers, let it go. If you came without your gun, hit the flow, when the folks ask questions. We don't know.
Making love to the money with a condom on. I'm all alone. Macaulay Culkin. My girlfriend, Sasha Blow. My boo, Emma Rosie. Shane P. Falcon. Diamond all red. I done been through hell and bad. Fuck a damn bitch. Shout it for fans. Shout it for haters. Kanye, a nigga, Joe. Waka Flocka Raw. JJ Master Chosen. Come in, boy. What you smoking? Two chains. Like I'm city boy, I'm from Blaine County, I'm country, I ain't no city boy. Bridge for Monopoly, we a army beat. shout out to my dog Trevin on Palmer Lee.
I'm vital in these streets. Get it though, get it though. I'm hip hop and what the choppers let it go. Let it go. If you came without your gun, hit the floor, hit the floor. Let the folks ask questions. We don't know, we don't know. I said I'm vital in these streets. Get it though, get it though. If you came without choppers, let them go, let them go. If you came without your gun, hit the floor, hit the floor. When the folks ask questions, we don't know, we don't know. I'm all about the money, yeah, well, I can let them know. And my chopper with D-Rellies, niggas, JJ, let it flow. And my money stacked in rooms like Georgie off the blow. And I'm on an island like Diego, fucking models going dro. Red flag wave on my F-550 rider, only one on 24s, I'm a big wheel rider. I move a lot of bread, and I don't know no Sara Lee. Should've copped a Martellago and parked that bitch on Palmolive. With red paint, tan guts and red feet. Now these bitches choose on me just because the way I eat. Online pauses when I'm fleet. I'm counting millions in my dream. I'm waking up and serving toast like I'm back in 93. Champagne popping like bottles flown. Brick squad popping. Put me on. But I'm not in the street. I stay in the streets. Every day I multiply, double up and stack the cheese. I'm still in these streets. Get it though. Get it though. What? Hip hop is what? The choppers, what? Let it go. Let it go. If you came without your gun, hit the floor. Hit the floor. Let the folks ask questions. We don't know. We don't know. I said I'm still in these streets. Get it though. Get it though. Yeah. Mr. Pop is what? The choppers, yeah. Let them go. Let them go. If you came without your gun, hit the floor. Hit the floor. When the folks ask questions, we don't know. We don't know.
If we continue on, DJ K Slay, a.k.a. Slap Your Favorite DJ. Shout out to my nigga Compton Buck. You already know what the fuck it is, man.
Compton Buck in the building. It's your man, DJ Big Stu. Now, that, you know, that right there, I like that because, you know, me and K Slay from the same hood. That's my homie growing up with.
Oh, that's what's up.
Well, yeah, no doubt. Now, let people know where you from, first of all.
Oh, I'm from Compton, California. You know, if you come to California, I'm in a little small city in between Los Angeles and Carson, you know. And Compton the city and Buck's the name.
So who was your favorites growing up, man? Was it MWA? Was it
My favorite growing up was like a DJ Quick. Mm. DJ Quick, man. You know, it was more on that end. I liked it a few single disc records too, though, like Corrupt against DMX, you know what I'm saying? Like that Nas against Jay-Z. And I liked the old 50 Cent too, you know, like the 98 50 Cent before he went to Aftermath, you feel me? Before all the hype and everything, I used to listen to the nigga then. But now I see why he wanted to rob everybody, because niggas don't listen to him.
Yeah. And that's deep that you say that. Now, you got joints. Now, how is that? Like, a cat like you that got mad joints, mad downloads, you got a following. Why is it hard for cats like you to get in? You know, people will wonder that.
To keep it real, you know, cats that been in the game 20 years, I don't know. They can have the money and everything. But for my output, I don't know. I think it'd be the spotlight and the fame. Like, you know, I'm a nigga where I come from. Like, you know, if I'm eating, everybody on my block gonna eat, and I put the light in the middle of the room so everybody can shine. But from this music business, a cat can be on since he was 20 and be 45 and still wouldn't open no type of lock or give you the key to anything in this. So it's kind of funny to me. Like, I don't, it ain't really money. It's more of the fame in the upfront. You feel me? That's how I'm looking at it.
Do you find being that it's so hard that it just automatically makes you still do it for the love? You just say, sometimes you just say, get the money and do certain things because just for the love of hip hop?
Yeah. It's like I'm married to this shit, but I'm so conditioned of doing it, you know, I can wait on the return. Even if it don't benefit me as everybody would like it to benefit you, I feel like I served a big purpose from being where I'm from because, you know, it's hard to even grow old. It's candles on the end of my block right now, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, So, like, with the name Compton Buck, do you feel that it's harder for you, like, around your hood? Like, because a lot of people feel like you're taking on the whole name, and Compton is a well-known name in the hip-hop game, you know, especially with gang violence, you know, and stuff like that.
Do you
feel like that's a heavy name to take on?
Oh, yeah, it comes, I didn't know, but me being who I am, I'm a universal artist, and but, like, when promoters approach it, like, they make me get insurance for shows and shit, not knowing what type of crowd I bring. So since the Compton's kind of scared niggas, but me, I didn't think of that. Because when I was thinking of it, I'm like, shit, there's a lot of bucks in the game. I didn't want to be no little buck or no young buck or, you know what I'm saying, or just a buck. So I put the city in front of my name. So it could be a reason why most people were scared to deal with it and feel like, but then once they see me and see what type of guy I'm in and what type of business hold and what type of mind frame I got and how I can put it together, then it'll be a whole different story. But, you know, sometimes it don't get to that, but it's, I've been getting blessings now, so I'm going to keep pushing.
Yep, so like I said, we on Beef Stew Radio. We got Compton Buck in the building. I'll probably be playing his new joint for y'all tomorrow. If I can get it on tonight, I will, but I know I'm definitely going to bump it off tomorrow. But I'm going to get into this Money joint. You know what I mean? I like that joint, too. You know, I got a couple
of joints. Yeah, that's what's up.
There. So we're going to rock that. We got Compton Buck in the building, y'all, keeping it real. Beef Stew Radio. This is how we do it.
If we can take more, name of this shit right here is called Money, Money, Money. Compton Buck featuring Gorilla Black. Gorilla Black, what's good, my nigga?
God gave me a boost up, now I'm moving fast like my booster. In and out lanes in that candy red truck, transporting them things like money ain't a thing. Getting flagged down by a beautiful diva, it ain't about money, I can't please her. Life is great, but it can be greater. I'm always getting paid, now or later. Started my own game, M-O-E, that's money over everything, that's on me. Hull City baby, Papa's maybe, now I'm the captain, hood going crazy. Moved to America, everything gravy. Block roller billionaire, born in the 80s. Pull up in my Benz, better snatch your lady. 100,000 blown, spent that Mercedes, baby.
Upper echelon, bon appetit, French restaurants, power moves, no thinking that's lesbian. Let's be honest, a nigga beyond it. Set the ambiance, shirt open in St. Thomas. Motherfuckers is drunk till we unconscious. I got it, this I promise. Yeah, I'm so high, I can kiss the comet. Crystal and vodka till we piss and vomit. Look at the wrist, yeah, and the diamonds on it. And yeah, nigga, that's just the least to say. Diamonds on my neck in the Jesus face. Speaking yellow bees, color Easter day. Hip hop, I got it locked. This a piece of cake. A piece of cake, fall back. I'm the boss and I'm on the job. I'm a priority. Y'all niggas is postponed.
Connect free like Wi-Fi, cause my bread stack tall like the levees, cause I'm out hitting licks like the Joker B. Then I sit to burn the money like the Joker do, cause I'm out here ballin' like a supposed to. Catch me rockin' fly rings like the Lakers do, cause I'm out second minutes like a poker crew.
Nigga, we the shit, only thing you missing is the taller than this bitch. Me and Buck Foreman, De La Hoya in this bitch. Beef, we turn El Pollo in this bitch. Young Royal and we rich, richer than our mama. Fuck the world and don't forget the rubber. Flow get uglier than Danny Glover. Nigga, you lover. Nigga, we fucker. We some different type of niggas. You a different type of lover. Compton is a daddy, Hub City is a mother. Stripes on our back like we a great lover. Staff in my hand like I'm the Lord's Shepherd. Give me the Lord's Supper. Salt me, nigga, you forgot about the pepper. Nigga, get shot, you gon' need a Dr. Pepper. Yeah, we the greater. Nigga, you the lesser. Listen up, nigga, listen to the professor.
Yes, yes, y'all. We're in the building with my man Compton Buck. Harlem, stand up. We got homie all the way from California, Compton, in the building. That's what's up. For real, dude. Yeah, man. So, like, getting back to politics, right? Now, I'm going to ask you this. What's the most full of shittest lie you done seen Mitt Romney told, in your opinion?
Oh, Mitt Romney?
Yeah. What you feel that you heard that he said that was so, or any Republican that was so full of shit?
I don't know. Basically, that he's going to get everybody jobs.
Mm-hmm.
The fuck? That's how you going to get everybody jobs if they not requiring jobs now? Are they not hiring niggas because they on probation or because they got a bullshit felony? Or they could have been wrongly accused, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a bullshit line to me.
Now, is it still, like, rough in Compton like it was when we was watching the movies like Boys in the Hood? We were seeing the police brutality, the Rodney King stuff. Is brother still getting harassed like that?
Not by the boys. Not the sheriff. The sheriff, they get you, you know what I'm saying? They run through your shit no matter what. But, like, now the shit, like, as gang-wise, you know, it changed, like. It used to be, you know, like, from you guys' point of perspective, it used to be Bloods against Crips. Now, like, it's the same color against the same color. Like, it's like Crips against Crips, Bloods against Bloods. It's real fucked up, like.
Wow. Now, we would never think that would be out there because, now, another question is, like, you see a lot of this YouTube stuff going on, and you see that a lot, in California, you know, a lot of you guys feel different about brothers that's out here that's being on the East Coast. What do you feel about, do you feel that there's real Bloods in New York City or real Crips in New York City or any place on the East Coast? Do you feel they just as justified or you know, how you could say honorable with the same cats out there where you at?
Yeah, I feel like I can talk to a nigga and know if he a real nigga. And if you put your forth and effort and feeling like you gonna put it online for a color, I can tell from right off top. So if that's what you're doing out there, if it's a color, a hat, a click, or a gang, if you doing that, then I feel like the shit is real wherever you stand.
Do you see a lot of cats move from out here to out there and do adapt, or do you find that they have a problem?
Well, you mean like if they come out to L.A., the West Coast, basically?
Yeah, and they was repping out here, but they try to go out there and rep. But, you know, a lot of things, like, you know, it said that y'all go by different codes and stuff like that. Do you find a lot of dudes do they adapt with y'all, or do they have problems?
Well, they adapt, but they adapt with a certain person that feel like that can get them a pass with certain shit. You feel me? Like, they'll click up with a person, even if it's, like, a whatever, like, if it's a Blood or a Crip, they'll link up with a person that basically that can get them through everything and feel like if they was having a problem or if they was getting taxed or something, they'd be getting taxed by that one nigga, and that one nigga keep them all good. You feel me?
Okay. All right. That's what's up. Now let's talk about political in this gang life. Like, do gang members vote? Because, you know, they try to play it like all of us black people, we're stupid and this and that. Now, but gang members are just like any other. They got jobs, and they vote, and they got families, right? Let's keep it real.
Right.
Not everybody just out there just going. There's cats that's in the gang that actually got jobs. There's cats in the gang that actually pay taxes.
Yes. Yeah, it sure is. And they tax the fuck out of me, too, man.
And they're not just rappers, you know what I'm saying? They're just rappers. What you feel about that stereotype, though?
Well, I feel like, to be honest, like, if a gangster, if he in that perspective and he graduated from, like, he's still a gangster, but he's not an active gangster, then he might go vote. But the niggas that's still active or whatever, I feel like they feel like it's a way, if they feel like they done did some shit, that's a way of feeling like, oh, I can get caught up or something, or I can go to jail, or I feel like I got a warrant, so I ain't going to vote. They feel like that type of shit to get them caught up. So that's how I feel like on that point of view. But if he graduated from being, you know, an active gangster, he just, like, take care of his family, but he's still repping where he's from, but he not as active, then he'll go vote, and, you know, he paying his taxes, he's doing the right thing.
That's what's up. Now you did a song with The Game that last time called Compton. How was it working with The Game?
Oh, you know, it's a little rough, But you know, he's still pushing from his point of view, and he could have opened up a lot of doors for niggas. But you know, besides that, everything all good, man. He's successful on his point of view, and big up to the nigga, you know.
Yeah, no doubt. So we're gonna get into that joint, Compton, featuring the game with Compton Buck. We beef through radio. We got some more, man. It ain't over yet. All right, I'm gonna play his new joint when I get it, man. I'm gonna make sure I blow that up tomorrow, though, for sure.
Compton yeah. Buck featuring the game. Let's go.
I got a ham bone with ice in it, diamonds all whites in it. Look close, you think I had Yankee Stadium lights in it. See my nigga Fab glow, you ain't seen the half, yo. Blue diamonds in my ear, got that Snoop and Dazz glow. Yes, I'm an asshole, no, I don't flash dough. I flash burners, let the 38 mag go. Right where your abs show, they coming out your back, oh. And the ER packed up, just like my last show. I got racks for jackets, got a Glock for the block, a snub for the club, a rock for a rock. And every time I let 10 fly, I'ma tell them why. F-A-B-O, spell the new king of N-Y.
Hoppin' Compton, so it's hard to get by. Every day, chance trying to take my ride. And I hustle so I can get so fly. Hoppin' Compton, so it's hard to get by. Every day, chance trying to take my ride. And I hustle so I can get so fly.
With a VS12, one and one since I was 12. Now I'm in a supercharge, rain sick is filler well. Got a check like Dave Chappelle, convinced the labels I can sell. Now I'm a star on track, told you boy I'm like for real. Life's like Liberace, bed sheets white Versace, chain like a photo shoot, call my chain paparazzi. Willing on a Kawasaki, hard red Maserati. Me and Game in it, two bloods, with it at the party. So we can snatch five bitches from the at the party. Follow us to SLS, which one acting naughty, take shots of Bacardi. I'm on point like ice picks. Come ride me like the bull at Saddle Ranch. I prefer a GT, same color Hidden Ranch. So when I pick her up, no complaints about the bent. They say, Buck, you was at home because of pride. I told them I was at home because of home pride.
I'm Compton, so it's hard to get by. Every day, Sheriff's trying to take my ride. And I hustle so I can get so fly. So it's hard to get by. Every day, chef's trying to take my ride. And I hustle so I can get so fly.
Yes, we're in the building. It's your man DJ Big Stu, Beef Stu Radio, Compton Buck in the building. We talking it over, man. We having a good time in here today.
That's what's up.
So, now what was you going? What could you tell some up and coming cats? Because I be having a lot of up and coming cats listening to this show. What could you tell them about, you know, how to be in the game and how to get successful like you?
Okay. Well, first off, you know, just be you. You know. You ain't gotta put it all on the line for the music. If you know, you gotta hustle. Hustle if you at the beginning of shit, hustle and then incorporate it into the music. But keep pushing. Don't take niggas' opinions. You know, a nigga, they keep telling you no, or a DJ don't want to spin your music, man. Just take that fuel to your fire, man, and just keep pushing. Just stay on the gas, basically. And you eventually get an outcome. And it's going to be a lot of hate in your road to pass. But, you know, once you pass that finish line, and then it turns into love.
Mm-hmm. What's the new joint? What's the name of the new joint?
Oh, well, I got a new single that, is basically crossing that line. It's called Future One Night Stand. producer from 1500 did it, featuring Notch. You know, Boomtown did the video. MTV accepted it. That was a good thing. So they spiking it right now. I'm waiting on the response for BET to rock it as the new joint of the day next month. And it's a lot of blogs picked it up. It's doing good, you know.
Okay.
I don't know how much of that at iTunes, but everything is looking great with the joint.
That's what's up, man. So when can we expect the next album or mixtape to drop?
Oh, the mixtape, the Black Jew, coming out in about a month. I'm done now, but I'm just waiting for everything getting the lineup for me being a gun. So all the promotions hit at one time. So probably in the next month or so, you'll see the Black Jew, Compton's Buck, coming soon.
Any place you performing at that people might know anywhere, like you can see anywhere.
Out here, I just got off the fair tour. I hit all the fairs, you know, San Diego, Orange County, LA Fair, Sacramento. I just signed on for 6 shows to go up Eugene, Oregon, Seattle, Washington. I don't come to the East Coast to the second week of January, but it's like 43 dates, man. You know, all of it steps is on up. So I see a few of the dates already, but I hit you up and I'll send you the whole listing to keep you in tune.
No doubt, man. Definitely let us know when that joint drop out, man. And let people know where they can get all your other music from, man, because you got a lot of joints, man.
Yeah, hit me up. You know, you can just Google that Compton's Buck. I got the MOE mixtape. I got the Apollo mixtape. At Compton's Buck the Twitter. At Compton's Buck the Instagram. Billionaire Buck the Facebook. Any DJs, any inquiry producers, any features, you know, any business, period, CompTonsBuck@gmail.com, man. Hit me up, man. We in motion, man, and I'm having a good time with DJ Big Stu, man, stirring it up in the pot in here.
That's what's up. We about ready to put it down, man. I want to thank you for coming on the show, man. But, you know, while we on our way out, I'm definitely going to put that joint, put it down on, baby.
That's what's up.
Let's get it. We got Compton Buck. We want to thank him for being in the building, man, and chatting a little politics and letting us know about his new stuff, man. And you always got a home here at Beef Stew Radio, fam.
Oh, good looking, bro. And we signing off. Compton Buck. Ching.
That's what's up. Right
back at you. Name of the shit right here. All us.
Everybody in between. I'm talking gangsters. Jotters. All in it for one thing. They want that green.
I'm bottle popping on a Sunday, baby. Who does that? I'm about that green like a clover boy. You can tell by that cherry red Rover boy. Been a hustler since elementary. Moved to Apple in first grade in elementary. Yeah, I love math, it makes sense to me. Been about money, big Ben D's. I'm doing withdrawals to the bank close. I can stack dubs up to my nose.
Everybody in between, I'm talking gangsters, jotters, all in it for one thing, they want that green. They only want that green.
The hustler, yeah. I'm a true hustler, it's in my bloodline. I'm about that green St. Patrick's time. Any hater get smoked like a Swiss or sweet. Any other enemy can catch a flatline. Yeah, I pull up to the lake with two trucks. On 86s with 20 ducks. Cold skis, one boat, who living up? Might catch me on the sand, getting brainwashed. Throwing up the beehive cause I'm still looping. Grew up around Oaks, but I'm regrouping. B&B mean block ball on my block. So I blew 10 racks on my clock. Yeah, any nigga that connect with me. It's about green, big seaweed. Compton's Buck, all I do is count G's. So when you see me, respect G's.
All us, everybody in between. I'm talking gangsters, jotters. Calling it for one thing, they want that green. They only want that green.
That dope, that moolah, Compton, baby. Now the haters pop up when you paper it up.
that green like asparagus, cabbage, lettuce, cash, no arrogance. Yeah, and I didn't come to milk the cow, cause I eat hay like the cow dish it out. Yeah, but I did come to run a net, cause I need a check like a poo poo exact. Now everybody wanna be on my team, cause I'm about bread, it's a weather scene. And I can make a million all by myself, but I can make a billion with the homies' help. Yeah, see dudes fresh off the lake, take a shot at the rock, and I'm sitting great. Hey, now see why they dislike me, cause I made my own lane like a spike.
Everybody gambles when I'm talking gangsters, jotters, calling it for one thing, they want that green, 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 they only want that green, green, green. I'm putting it down for my hustlers, callers, everybody gambles when I'm talking gangsters, jotters, calling it for one thing, they want that green, green, green.
Big Stu always got somebody, you know what I'm saying? Thanks to my man Compton Buck, definitely came, you know, that's all the way, you know, that's all the way out in Compton, California, to all the way to Harlem, man. He got a lot of hot joints. I'm going to be playing that new single, definitely. I know my man Dom going to be sending that joint to me in a minute, so I'm going to be playing that new single on tomorrow's show. We'll probably throw it out on Kate Nicole. Yeah, you know, that's always happened, yo. I get some new hot stuff, and Kate Nicole always get to be the first one to play it on her show. Cause you know what I mean? You know, and that's just, for some reason, that just don't seem right. But you know what I'm saying? But this is your man, DJ Big Stu. Today's show is F Sarah Palin. F her Alaskan polar bear killing ass. She a soccer mom. I'm going to tell you something, Sarah Palin, real talk. I got a bunch of basketball moms that'll whip your ass. I'm straight up and down. She used to say, I'm like a pit bull. I'm a soccer mom. Yeah, all right, come over here and go to 145th Street and be a Rucker Park mom. Go over there and let little whatever go do something wrong to one of them girls, to Saquana's son or Lakima's son or Shanasia's son. You don't see what a soccer mom really mean. A soccer mom means you might get soccer, you know what I mean? You might get socked all the way up the block. Soccer punch. Serious. You go talking that hillbilly crap, you know, in certain places. Oh, what you doing? Trip him. Like, look at Mitt Romney, right? This is crazy. He don't even want to answer about the Murdoch person. He don't even, you know, Mitt is good, too. He know how to ignore you. You be talking to him, he don't hear nothing. That's a pure liar right there. He can lie in front of millions of people. He could change his rules in front of millions of people. And these guys are telling you, oh, they're catching up. They're not catching up. It's not. The race is close. It's virtually tied. But trust me, in Ohio, where it's going to be decided at, it's not rocking. The early votes are in Obama's favor so far. The early votes. And a lot of people have voted. They actually saying that the voter suppression is making people even turn out more. And the racism that they're saying is making people turn out more. If there wasn't no enthusiasm, we could thank the Republicans with the stuff they're saying, with the shucking and jiving comments, with all these racist comments, it's backfiring on them. And they got a candidate that's scared to come outside that don't want to make no mistake. Paul Ryan, they don't want him to talk. Put his foot in his mouth, Paul, all day. That's what he do. Today's show is Fuck Sarah Palin. I said it. Fuck Sarah Palin. She tried this Barack Obama. Don't get mad because you lost. You wouldn't have did that. We'd have been worse. We'd have been worse. Y'all had the pure Bush administration. Bush don't even come out no more. Bush be like, why y'all be talking about me? You know what I'm saying? Bush get mad when he hears his name. Like, oh, they're talking about me again. Let me go get a shot. He's going to business. You know, they said Bush is somewhere, knitting crochets, knitting sweaters and making gloves and mitts. Bush don't give a damn about Rodney. Bush sitting somewhere like his fan, they ain't even coming. Pops don't even come out for Rodney. Trust me, even though Pop's a little older, Pop's, if it was somebody that Pop's liked, he would have came out. Colin Powell today didn't endorse him. Now, some road, he's black. No. Poland Power has been a Republican for a long time. He's a proud Republican. He stands up. Like I tell you, there are some good black Republicans. There are. I like Michael Steele. He was like one of the national chair one time for the Republican. I think he's a fair guy when he want to be. And, you know, all these guys got to fight for their. You can't get mad at them because they fight for their party. That's democracy. You can't get mad at them. Real talk. I just don't like Congressman West, whatever that dude's name is. And the other dude, there's another dude that talk on there. You know what makes me mad when I see the dudes? There's another dude, I forget his name. Oh, what's his name? Christy? He was on there, something Christy. Representative Christy, something. No, the black guy, the glasses, the nerdy looking guy. Republican guy. Oh my God. He's getting jacked in the hood. He's getting jacked. Stay where you at, Jack. Do not come. Certain people can't come to New York, I'm telling you. Talking all that mess, doing all that, we don't do that in New York, man. We don't have you talk about our president in New York, B. You get a problem, boy. You get a problem, boy. New York is big, boy. We call our friends in Brooklyn, and when they call our boys in the Bronx, and we call our homies in Queens, and we call our homies in there, we be deep on you, son. That's how New York is, B. Real talk. You have Harlem, Bronx, Lower East Side, man. You be having all type. Dudes be just meeting up and becoming cousins. And, you know what I'm saying? People start getting married after stuff like that, man. You know, yeah, I met them when we had the riot. We met at the riot. Well, there's a lot of couples that meet at the riot, son. The blackout when people was breaking in and stuff and stealing, dudes met girls helping them upstairs with the stuff that they was looting. Hey, you need help up the stairs, shorty? Word, all right. Hey, give me a number. Can't write the number. If you stole a pen, you got to write it on a thing. It was dark, couldn't see it. Got a candle. You know what I'm saying? You got to remember, yo, what building she lived in. I remember the hallway was burnt. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got to remember, you know, that's how it was. Tell you. So, you don't know, man. Things are going to get crazy. I'm telling you, man, the worst thing in the world, man, is to do all that talking, man. Let it be a vote, man. That's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a vote. It's supposed to be fair. I understand everybody got attacked. And then Mitt and Romney were attacking me. How you gonna say attacking you? You guys, you said on the campaign, nobody's ever asked me where I was born at. And you said he's saying stuff that's un-American, that's foreign to me. Now, we just had the thing where they had the comedy roast where you basically supposed to roast yourself. Mitt Romney came so hard at President Obama with his jokes. I mean, they were so disrespectful and so hard. And then he had the nerve. And it didn't even look real. It don't even look real when you say, attacking me is not it. Attacking me is like, oh, my God, this dude here. He should be in a movie after the election, whether he's the president or not. He could definitely knock down any president. He might be the only other president that can act after he become a president. You know, Ronald Reagan was a actor before, right? You know, but he could be an actor after he become a president, because that dude is fake than nothing. Now, this is another thing I want to understand about dudes like him that want to make America stronger and make the army safer and all that, but not one of his goddamn kids want to go to the service. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. They said, we could do it. We can help another way. We could help the veterans another way. Help and get your ass out there in that battlefield, son. Your dad is talking about sending other cats and building this and playing battleship and doing the old ways. And, you know, he want to. You know, we could sew a finger back on. We could help somebody. You know, we could do this. Duh, are you serious? Your dad talking about spending man and sending man cats and leaving cats there, and you want to say, that's what's corny about that. Man, you better learn from all the princes over there on the other side, overseas. Them boys got in the war. I'm going to war. That's how it is. That's how the real American dudes that did it, you know, they didn't have a problem going to war. You got five cats. Ain't not near one of them saying they all want to be in the Peace Corps. All five of them want to work for the Peace Corps. All five of them want to send food and pack boxes while you sending other people to war. They want to pack boxes and send food and do stupid stuff like that. And the crazy part, y'all don't even see it, man. You people that's voting for him, y'all don't even see it. Women are, I think some women are voting for him because your husband. And you boss, I wish my boss would tell me my job was in jeopardy for my vote. I'd have lost my job that day. They would have said, you know, they would have said, Mr. Brown told Kevin Stewart if he vote for Obama. And that night, I was like, bloop, bloop. It would have been bloop, 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 bloop. They're like, where's Mr. Brown? He knocked out in the lobby, stomped out. Every day, Mr. Brown would have been getting beaten for violating my rights. He would have called the NAACP. Like, please stop him. Please stop him. Let's work something out. He's got security. His security started getting beat up. And that's something, your security get beat up. See, that's when the dudes don't be even understanding the grind. Like, when you hire mad security, you done started mad trouble, then you hire mad security. And dudes don't even go for you no more. They just beating up your security. And security like, yo, it'll cost a little more money. I got to, you know what I'm saying? Now it's more money because now you got to get security for your security. You know? That's what happens, man, in the real world. I'm telling you. Just some, that's what Vanilla Ice said. He said, Suge's security was bigger than my security. His security, you know, it's crazy when you got security and another man's security basically come and walk your security in the hallway, then you left in the building with just him and his crew. That's the type of stuff that you guys are going to be end up going through. I'm telling you, if something ever happened to Barack Obama, man, you better not. You know, all those threats and those nasty words is not good, man. It's not good for America. The other countries see that and say, what's the difference? But they telling us. They telling us to have peace, and they're not even having peace in their own world. We're contradicting. But he said, oh, you attacking me is not done. Attacking me is, I was like, this dude is real. What he's saying? I said, no, son ain't real with this, man. His son could really have a problem with saying this. A problem with America understanding and believing what he's saying. And now his son, you know. Yo, but I ain't gonna lie, after that debate, Mitt Romney's wife showed her face. She showed you, if she won, she happy. She looked at, she wanted to say, Mitt, jackass. She wanted to yell, why you ain't say this? She wanted to say something to him that day. She didn't even really kiss him. She gave him a little whatever, yeah, kept a peck, mom. Yeah, she didn't really hug him or nothing, like, you fucking guy. You know, you looked at like a smell, you know, and you know they didn't even really say nothing to Michelle Obama, you know. Look at it, look at the debate, man. It's crazy. They be mad, like they be. You can't be, you know, when you becoming a president, you getting attacked, especially if you're a liar. If you lie about everything and did all that funny stuff and get caught, like I ain't never see like a president get a secret tape. You know what I mean? They wanted to. They wish they would have had a tape of Monica Lewinsky giving Bill Clinton head, man. It would have been a lot of the Bill Clinton sex. She probably saying, damn, why I didn't tape it? She saved that goddamn dress looking like the nasty asshole she is. Because only a nasty hoe going to save a dress with a cum stain on it for that goddamn long. I don't care what you say. She's nasty. She had that shit with, and I don't care if you had a cleanest wrapper on that shit. I don't care. She's a nasty hoe. She saved the cum stain. She got squirted on in a dress, by office outfit, and she's happy. And you don't hear nothing about Monica Lewinsky now no more. She should have went to pornos. That would have made her a millionaire. She had to. You see what the little girl Amy Fisher did? Went to porno. You know, and the other chick went to porno too. Somebody else, but you know, they go to porno. They say, oh, you know, fuck, I'm gonna make some money. I gotta do something. But not that, you know. Now, Paul Ryan, he's a scary looking dude, man. He's a suntan badly, I tell you that for sure. They say, and then that pitcher, what the, he's not that strong looking. The pitcher that they tried to make him look strong when he was working out, somebody should give him a better outfit. He was looking like he was a dancer for Flashdance. I was expecting him to get him to go up and hear the music. He's a maniac, maniac, and watching him run fast. You know, the nigga, that's what I'm talking about. He was dressed in 1980s workout gear. There's old white men that dress better than Paul Bryant when they're working out. He couldn't get an Adidas suit. Yeah, he tried to look like Screech from Saving the Bell or something like that. He tried to look like Mario, you know, the dancing dude. Oh, the other dude. You try to look like him. You know what I'm saying? I swear to God, these guys are so far back, man. These guys are way back. These guys are putting commercials on after Andy Griffin. Andy as Griffin. You would have been better getting him when he was Madlock. Andy Griffin. You be watching the Andy Griffin. I don't know who's still watching Andy Griffin because I done watched Andy Griffin. Andy Griffin had repeats when I was young. And now, if you still watching Andy Griffin, man, I don't even want to see Andy Griffin. Do you want to be back in Mayberry? You know there was no black people in Mayberry. Not one black person in Mayberry. Blacks didn't even go to jail in Mayberry. Because Mayberry in jail was like someplace you could spend a night when you drunk all the time. I don't think nobody but Otis went to the jail in Mayberry, a dude named Otis. He had a black name, but he's a white guy. He's drunk. Yep, Barney Five. Back in Mayberry, the sheriff's sleeping, he's sleeping in his office. That would never work right now. That one sheriff in the office, man, they're Russia shit. They mad niggas be escaping. That's why Cowboys used to die so much. Cowboys didn't think. They'd be somewhere getting drunk. Sheriff and them getting drunk all that, and everybody killing. It was no, you know, when everybody, they said everybody should have a gun. You see the Cowboy days? People got killed for no reason. The only way you might not got killed if you didn't have a gun. And there was still some dudes that would kill you. So if you went out and got fancy and brought your ass a gun, you're going to have a shootout. Real talk. I'm going to get into some music, man, because I'm going to get into some music that's going to make you understand that we need to vote. They don't make hip-hop like that no more that told you when you need to vote, we got to vote. Vote. There's no hip-hop going on like that, but I'm here to bring it to you. DJ Big Bizzle, the political hip-hop DJ entrepreneur. You know what, I do it all. You know what I'm saying? Be on the lookout for the movie East Side Story, which is coming along great. Shot some scenes today, man. Y'all better make sure y'all be out there. Check it out, man. It's going to be hitting the airways 2013, hitting in the store near you, straight to DVD, man. Yours truly is acting in it. Directing debut, something big, man. I'm not just talking about because it's me, man, but a lot of people tell you, man. It's fire. But for all you guys out there that don't want to rap, and I don't mean don't want to rap, excuse me, that don't want to vote, this is the type of rap that made us run out and vote, man. So I'm going to play stuff like this all the way to the day is, to that Tuesday, man. Word, because I want y'all to get out there and vote, man, because they are not ahead, man. Don't let them fool you. They want us to think that. They want to lie to us. They doing that Karl Rove joint, baby. But we ain't on that. This is where we at. We'll be right back.
teacher, the band verbalizer, spoken lessons, brother Jay, the rhythm provider, Sugar Shack. And when we're not walking the path of Marcus Garvey or reading the memoirs of Malcolm X, we're seeking a shaft big score. Shaft provides.
The teacher?
Yeah, man, I'm getting so sick of this, man. They teaching us about nothing, man. You know what the bottom line is for black people out here? It's quite simple. You must learn.
Learn.
Just like I told you.
You must learn.
Just like I told you.
You
in history. Deal with straight up facts, no mystery. Teach the student what needs to be taught, cause black and white kids both take shorts. When one doesn't know about the other one's culture, ignorant troops sound like a vulture. Cause you don't know that you ain't just a janitor. No one told you about Benjamin Banneker, a brilliant black man that invented the almanac. Can't you see what KRS is coming at? With Eli Whitney, Haile Selassie, Granville Woods made the walkie-talkie. Louis Latimer improved on Edison. Charles Drew did a lot for medicine. Garrett Morgan made the traffic lights. Harriet Tubman freed the slaves at night. Madam C.J. Walker made the straightening comb. But you won't know this if you weren't shown. The point I'm getting at, it might be harsh, is we're just walking around brainwashed. See what I'm saying? It's not to diss a man. We need the 89 school system, one that caters to a black return, because you must learn.
Maintains to make melodies for MCs, motivates to break them everlasting. I can go on for days and days with rhyme displays that engrave deep as x-rays. I can take a phrase that's rarely heard. Flipping, now the daily word. I can get iller than armor, killing bomb, but no alarm. Rock Kimmel, remain calm. Self-esteem make me super superb and supreme. Before a microphone, still I fiend. This was a tape. I wasn't supposed to break. I was supposed to wait, but let's motivate. I want to see and keep following and swallowing. Taking the making, fighting and falling. Brothers try and others die to get the formula. But I'ma let you sweat, you still ain't warm. You a step away from frozen, stiff as if you're posing. Dig into my brain as the rhyme gets chosen. So follow me, and what you're thinking, you were first. Let's travel at beneficent speeds around the universe. What could you say as the earth gets further and further away? Planets are small, the balls of clay are straying to the Milky Way. World's out of sight, far as the eye can see, not even a satellite. Now stop and turn around and look at the stand of darkness, your knowledge took. So keep staring, soon you suddenly see a star. You better follow it, cause it's the awe. This is a lesson, if you're guessing, if you're following, hurry, hurry, step right up. You keep following the leader.
Follow the leader, Rock Kimothy. Follow the leader, Rock Kimothy. Follow the leader, Rock Kimothy.
Keep following,
Rock Kimothy.
I listen. In this journey, you're the journal, I'm the journalist. Am I eternal or an eternalist? I'm about to flow long as I could possibly go. Keep you moving cause the crowd says so dance. Cuts rip your pants, Eric B on the blade, bleed to death, call an ambulance. Pull out my weapon and start to squeeze. A magnum at the microphone, murdering MCs. Let's quote a rhyme from a record I wrote.
Follow the leader.
Yeah, don't. Cause every time I stop, it seems you're stuck. Soon as you try to step off, you're self-destruct. I came to overcome before I'm gone, by showing and proving and letting knowledge be born. Then after that, I'll live forever. You disagree? You say never? Then follow me, from century to century. You'll remember me in history, not a mystery or a memory. Called by nature, mind raised in Asia. Since you was tricked, I have to raise ya. From the cradle to the grave, but remember, you're not a slave. The rules were here to be much more than that, but we couldn't see because our mind was trapped. But I'm here to break away the chains, take away the pains, remake the brains, rebuild my name. I guess somebody told you a little now it's dangerous. It can't
can't be missed. Diluted, it can't be changed. The switch, here's a lesson if you get to following. Hurry, hurry, step right up. Keep following the leader.
Follow the leader, Rock Timothy. Follow the leader, Rock Timothy. Follow the leader, Rock Timothy. Follow the leader, Rock Timothy.
Follow the leader. The leader is Obama. That's a leader. A leader is a man who tells the truth. A leader is a man who gets on there and he's honest with America. Obama has brought the job unemployment rate down. Obama has done everything he said. Obama has gotten in line. Obama has kept Romney agreed with Obama and showed you that Obama's already doing right on foreign policy. Obama is doing all right. The only thing about Obama, y'all, is that he's black. If you can get past the fact that the man is black, and look what's best for America, whether he's black or he's white, you know Obama's the choice. You know that. You know that. You know that. Even if you're against abortion, even if you're against all that stuff, you know common sense, dignity for all people to be fair. If you're a fair and decent person, you know that Obama's the man. Everybody. That's why early voters are showing that. Get out and vote early. Beat the odds. Oh, yeah, let's talk about True the Vote. They out there trying to stop people to vote. They got a problem. They don't even know what's coming out. Like I told you, people in the hood is not allowed. When you go in certain hoods with that, or certain communities with that, you better be sure that you True the Vote. I pray for y'all. That's all I'm going to say. Right? You out there trying to stop people for their right to vote. People are not having it. Like, you might be thinking you'll be out there just a little clipboard and just trying to say something. Watch the surprise, you guys. I told y'all I was going to be surprised. I told y'all that. Wait till October. I said, both of y'all. Because all of y'all out here, they was like, oh, they don't have the momentum. All right. Y'all think it's a game. Y'all think it's a game. Got all types of concerts on with Jay-Z and all the rap stars doing concerts about voting in the hood that you people would never know because you people would never go. And you don't know about what's going on. You know what I mean? So, that's, yeah, they say they know. They know that they see that people is they see what's going on. But you know, we ready to step into the arena.
Once you step in the arena, cheetah, you're gonna be amazed when you gaze at the armor on this leader, fully clad and glad to fight a cause I won't pause. Fear is a joke, slowpoke, I'm like claws that'll rip, cause your gift is merely flesh, superficial, and I wish you would give it a rest. But if you don't, I'll unsheath my Excalibur like a noble knight, so meet your challenger, a true hero, while you're a true zero, getting beat to a pulp so that you can't run for help. I heard a gulp in your throat, cause you hope that I'll be merciful, but proof but the major strut as I rehearse a few battle drills, and watch your bladder spill, yellow fluid, check how I mellowly do it, face the beat to the seat, you can tell I'm into it, as I'm pulling out my lance to kill you in advance to the winner's throne, cause I own you once you step in the arena. In the arena, or rather Coliseum, the people gathering by multitudes to see one perpetrator fall to the dust after the other, quickly disposed of at the hand of a known brother, born with the art in his heart that is Spartacus, and one-to-one combat jack, just the thought of this matchup makes gangsta want to snatch up one or two phrases from the new book with new pages of rhymes that are built like a chariot, dope vocals carry it to the battle, said if a beat was a princess, I would marry it, but now I must bow to the crowd as I stand proud, victorious, glorious. Understand now, cause battles and wars and much fights I have been through, one MC got beheaded, and you can too, forget it, cause you'd rather be just a spectator, a onlooker, afraid you make it later, struck by a blow from a mighty gladiator. I bet you that later you might be sad that you played yourself, cause you stepped up, chest puffed out, and in just one lyric, you got snuffed out, cause rhyming is serious, I'm strong, I'm like Hercules, you'll get hurt with these lines, close the curtains, please, the suckers can jet, cause I wreck once you step in the arena. In the arena or forum, we can see that we'll floor 'em.
them, causing mayhem, I'll slay them, and the blood will be pouring. Furthermore, I implore that as a soldier of war, I go in only to win and be the holder of more trophy titles and triumphs, cause I dump all the sly jumps, never choosing to lose my spot, not once. For the mere idea of an opponent that I fear is foolish utterly. I mean, what nut it be, trying to toy with a destroyer of many? You skidded your pants cause you can't think of any foes that can step to this concept, so you better sit against this, then we can see I get rid of them. Watch the way they get distraught when they get caught in the worst positions, cause they didn't listen and tried going up against a hungry killer who's itching to maim and murder those who claim that they were the toughest ones. They get done once they step in the arena.
Why do we call ourselves niggas for life? Because if we die, we still gonna be some dead niggas.
Wearing a t-shirt, throwing a wrestle, I can't run no more. Cause it's time to end the scene, ran and settle the score.
sleeper, nigga like a leaper. Oakland hustler, never been a buster. Make way for the 9, right, I'm coming, motherfucker. Straight from the 6-9, the final line village. Doing more damage than an exile spillage. Coward, and that's that. I'm known to pack a gat and put heads on flat. No rehabilitating. My trigger, take a nigga out the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out a nigga. Ain't nothing changed since the 70s. I'm hellbound, nigga. My life ain't never been heavily. Never slipping punk, no. A nigga don't lack. Gang tight, replace a nigga's nights with a toe tag. The zoom is ass and the zigger. I'm the founder. Stacking up bodies like Jeffrey Dahmer. Oh, here comes the flow. Watch me as I tiptoe to a nigga's window with my M60. Putting motherfuckers out the misery and watching the murders reenacted on unsolved mysteries. Trick. Coward, lame, pussy-ass faggot. 6 feet deep is where you sleep with the worms and the maggots. Niggas can't harm me. Rap a lot army. Coming like Desert Storm. You've been warm, but if you still want some, nigga, bring it on.
Too much trouble, they sold us the tracks. Bitches not paying like they win, I get smacked. By some young niggas that's down to break a bitch. The nickel nut and the band-aid bandit.
It's a nickel nut, pippin' 10 different sluts. You can call it slavery, bitch, I don't give a fuck. They better test some tricks and suck a lot of dicks and come with my money or they get their ass kicked.
Ghetto got holes on the stove making my bank roll. Fuck with Jingle, bitch, I roll with foes. Cause it's all about the pen, I ain't talking about the pussy. I'm talking about the paper, so bitch, check your money.
It's a pimp, pimp, pimpin', you simp, simp, sippin'. Your bitch chose me, now you whip, whip, whippin'. Nigga, you was wrong when you reached for your chrome. A slug to your dome, bad news gon' beat you home. You think we was thinking about making but you're wrong. We in a position and it's on and bitches bring it on.
Bring it on, oh, bring it on, yeah. Bring it on, oh, bring it on, yeah. Bring it on.
Get on, motherfucker, here I come with this damn thing. Boom, 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 and I'm about to let freedom ring. Fifth Ward boys coming hard for the non-trait. I'm down with some ghetto boys, I make my motherfucking
the Fifth Ward boys on the motherfucking set. Put the slug up in your chest, got your gin, ride the bulletproof vest. Nigga, rat-a-tat-tat to your tempo. Shit is real simple, busting up domes like a pimpo.
Jump if you run, nigga, and I'ma have to hunt ya. Murder after goddamn murder. Yo, I'm taking niggas to the promised land with little Bushwick scarface. The goddamn
he the stupid fuckers fucking it up with double lolo like the suck up on a tin float. So what you wanna do, ho? Yeah, cause we
checking my motherfuckers, fucking my motherfuckers, and killing my motherfuckers than any one of you motherfuckers.
Play your whole click, let's get it on and get the fucking wig split. Fool ass nigga, now bring it on.
I can't see your ass, bitch, so you better watch your butt to take that from a blind handicapped motherfucker. Smoke your weed and settle it down in that slip smoke flicker. If you wanna step, nigga, don't, cause I'm that nigga.
Well, it's me, that nigga D,
who?
The fat square twister. Who fucked your sister? I made a pussy blister. Got a dent in the side of my pearl white black. Keep my weed in the front and my brew in the back. And my heat up under my seat ready to put the lid on ya. So punk motherfuckers, try to test me if you wanna. Cause we're
smoking that weed, feeling fine. Got me a 40 and a fat ass dime. Smoking that weed, feeling fine. Got me a 40 and a fat ass dime.
A weed smoking motherfucker. Plus I keep doobies. I'm the one who told that nigga to go insane in that Louis. Takes a nip, it's fucking your daughter, see. I wake up every morning screaming, somebody slaughter me. Step in my path, your ass is boring. Cause I'm a aerodynamic, satanic, schizophrenic android. Your minds ain't deep enough, cars can't creep enough. Everybody's complaining that we too loud, they can't sleep enough. Attempted murder, I didn't mean to hurt her. I hadn't eaten 2 years, I just wanted a cheeseburger. I bulletproof vest, won't protect your chest. A whole body, it's hard to digest. Once I flex, count the next. The hardest I watch, like recreation of Malcolm X. So bring it on, I'm ready to slaughter. Sitting in chains, drinking a 40 of holy water.
Bring it on, oh, bring it on, yeah. Bring it on, oh, bring it on, yeah. Bring it on,
DMC, bring it on. I've been a victim of society. They got me fucked in this whole shit. Niggas running up with M11s and some old shit. It seems to me they wanna start something. But I'ma let this motherfucking 9 break them off something. My homie panic cause he never thought it'd come to that. Mickey Mike singing them songs from these niggas' gets. I guess it's like guerrilla warfare. Now grab your gat and load the clip and go for death until you make it dead. And if you don't, then grab your nuts, dope. Cause that's the only way these niggas living in the 9 dupes. More murder by killings and slaying some shit. You flick on it too and find your homie dead in the ditch. Now the fucking water's getting hot. Homie after homie after homie getting shot. And niggas are overlooking the joints of life. 357 with them hollow point shells in the midnight. Check it. First I walk up on them like I know them.
Then I let my conversation start to hum. Yo, I never debate the way I handle my business, cause niggas always be fucking shit up with time to handle their business. He's peeping out my missile as I stand straight. So now it's time to make his ass like a crush break. Come check a nigga gunning for his sound. Get click. Yo, you should have brought it on.
3, 2, coming at ya, coming at ya. Don't make me have to pull my shit and cap ya. With my Glock, I make it go pop. It's a 17 shot, so a nigga gon' drop. A nigga gon' drop. You heard me roll a fatty. Now I'm at the window of your cocksucking caddy. So what you wanna do? It's about that time. Pop, 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 goes the weasel in my nine. Where you nuts at, nigga? You better let him hang. Cause we can get it on, ho, it ain't no bang. More murder, more motherfucking area. Cause I be one of the roughest niggas from the Hard Clark area. So quit running your mouth, bitch. You know you can't fake this rap a lot. South shit, it's the 3, motherfucking 2. So bring on your motherfucking crew, bitch. We can get it on.
Strapped assassin, ghetto gladiator, leaving the path of destruction like the motherfucking Terminator. Lurking the streets of Hard Clark, talking like a predator. 17 shots to the chest, made it close better than mine, cause the nana hit your ass. Every time, got my motherfucking beam on, going straight for the dump. Witch splitting nigga with the finger on the trigger. Sinister, symptoms of a motherfucking killer. B-I-G to the motherfucking M-E. Double L-O's, not a motherfucking hoe, but a cutthroat. Swiggity smoking niggas like dope. Now, bitch, don't choke, cause the dick down your throat. Get in my blast on, nigga, get your ass on. Biggie, run your ass home, cause I'ma bring it on home. It's the return of the motherfucking dreadlock. Putting fools in headlocks, giving niggas headshots. You don't wanna fuck with me, I ain't that motherfucker. I mean that average running a middle-aged nigga. You hoes better recognize this nigga that you up against. Mr. Scarface ain't that nigga to be fucking with. So lay it down, niggas, bump it down and feel the pressure. Cause I'm the type of nigga that's known for taking drastic measures. Quick to rip shit and leave a motherfucker twisted. So niggas make a run once my rifle starts spitting. Round after motherfuckers drown. So bitches lay it down, I shut them down. I shut them down. Screaming for vengeance, I spend it, I meant this, ascend it, surrender, suspend it, cause niggas, I'm in this. Come like a Islamic brother from the nation. Still got the mind of a motherfucking mental patient. I got the chrome to my own dome, but I'ma give you one before I take it home, motherfucker. So,
bring it on, bring it on, yeah, bring it on, bring it on, yeah, bring it on, bring it on, yeah, bring it on, bring it on.
Ghetto Boys in the building. That's that original Ghetto Boys joint, yo. First, back on that album, that was crazy. Y'all remember that? That's before Mind Playing Tricks on Me. That's when the whole crew Ghetto Boys was out. That's when, you know, because y'all heard Mind Playing Tricks on Me when it was just Willie D and Scarface and Bushwick. But that's when the whole crew was there, boy. Yeah. I think Deep in the Crates, man. I'm talking about it. But, yo, you know what I was talking about? My man Compton Buck was in the building, B, and I was like, I'm going to play his joint tomorrow and all that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I was going to play, you know, he got here. My man just stopped by, you know, but my man sent me, you know, he said his people going to send me the joint. So I was telling y'all, you know, earlier that I'm going to play it. I'm probably going to play it tomorrow. But you know what? I changed my mind, B. I'm going to play it right now. It's Compton Buck.
I live my life like a superstar. Everywhere I go, all I know is go hard. Never go home cause I'm supercharged. To the max, having fun, playing my part.
I can see the future, baby.
I can see the future, baby. Can't you see the future, baby? One night, one night, stay.
Look, I don't know your past, I see your future. I don't see a man. I don't even see a lamp, just one nightstand. Let's get away, I can take a hide in a kite can. The different heights that lead you right and then your flight land. Yes, mommy, you're blessing, you got a beautiful landing strip. I love your smile, can't deny it, girl, I'm a vendor, bit the candles lit. No one died, but I'm a killer nookie. Ready to see the clouds, all you gotta do is book me. But after this trip, I need the jet. I'm a 757, I ain't seen the world yet. I stay with my passport, cause I can't go in a raw. If you don't see what I'm saying, take a peek at the crystal ball.
Go home, cause I'm supercharged. To the max,
God is probably darker than my shadow. Baby, I'm a soldier, I done been through some battles, so I prefer to take you down to kick rocks like gravel. Giddy up on my saddle, you straddle soon as you climb on. Don't know where we going, just ride me to a different time zone. Girl, I'ma leave your mind blown, it's only if you let me. Your sexy Coca-Cola shape like you don't drink Pepsi. Chess, you be calling begging for that thing next week. While Playboy Buck be looking for the next freak. Yeah, I know it sound wrong, you feel how I feel. Put your hands up and sing along, go.
I thought I was going to play it tomorrow. I was like, I'm going to play it tomorrow. But I be getting joints like that, man. Homie sent it to me right there while we was on the line. You know what I'm saying? So I thought I'd throw it on. Hot joint. Got a hot new sound to that, too, man. I feel that. You know what I'm saying? For those of y'all that like that joint right there that I just played, that was Compton Buck, who was early on the show. That's his new single that's out right now, Future One Night Stand. He told y'all where to get it. You know what I mean? Make sure y'all want to be hearing it here on Beef Stew Radio. And, you know, we're going to have the album first. But today, we get back to what we was talking about. And what we was talking about was Fuck Sarah Palin. F. Sarah Palin. That's what everybody's saying today. F. Sarah Palin. Because she said something stupid, man. It's not just F her because she's Sarah Palin. It's F her because she's Sarah Palin. And she said something stupid. That's what it is. When you say something stupid, we got to holler at you. You know what I mean? We gotta talk to you, man. We gotta say something crazy to you. You know what I mean? Because that's not how we do it, man. That's not how we do it, man. You gotta you know, you saying you want, I understand you wanna have your own, how you say it, your own opinion. I understand you have that, but you don't have to use racist words, Sarah Palin. You was one person that was real, real, real mad. I mean, you was real mad when you heard about some of the stuff. You know what I mean? You was real mad. You was on fire. Some of the stuff they were saying about you, I think it's unfair. Your husband was saying it was unfair. Everybody was saying it was unfair. The whole thing, when they was talking about your daughter, everything. You guys, I said way, 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 way more than that about Mr. Obama. Yeah. Y'all said way more than that. So how do you get mad? I try to understand that. Like, I try to look at both points. I try to be fair. But how can you say somebody gets mad when this goes down? Next week, we got a special guest. I don't know the exact day yet. But next week, we got a real, 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 real special guest. You know? We got we got former St. Louis Cardinal and currently playing for the Maryland Blue Crabs, Brian D. Barton. He's coming on the show. You know, he used to play with the St. You know, he used to play with the St. Louis Cardinals. He has a book that's out, and it's called Mindset Awareness and Action. He'll be on the show next week, early next week. I don't know the exact date, but Mindset Awareness Action is a book. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's crazy, man. It's a lot of things that's, you know, about the mindset that he's going to break down to us. And the thing about it is that he has, you know, I'm going to basically tell you about him. He was, you know, he was born in South Los Angeles, you know what I'm saying? But now, you know, he resides, during his off season, he resides in Atlanta, you know. And, you know, he's not only an author, he's a professional baseball player. He played in the major leagues, and then he also now he plays in, I think, the minor leagues. He's also a philanthropist. They know what I'm saying. That's what they say. Vocabulary. They know what they're saying. Just go on. I want to make sure I say it right. And he's the founder of the XY to the Power of Affinity, a nonprofit organization that's aimed at exposing inner city youth to areas of travel, business ownership, and public speaking, which is deep. So he's going to come on the show next week. You know, he has a real commitment to youth, to the youth empowerment, and to youth outreach. And we're going to talk to him. He's going to show us to, you know, some of the stuff he does and some of the things that we can reach some young kids, you know what I'm saying? So next week, man, y'all make sure y'all tune into that former baseball player, Brian Barton, from the, you know, St. Louis Cardinals, and currently of the Maryland Blue Crab, will be on Beast 2 Radio. Hey, we talked, you know, that's how we do it. We're not just hip-hop. We got sports athletes, we're going to have NBA players on the show. We got rappers. We got known rappers. We got CEOs. We got books. We talk about it all. We are stirring up the pot here. I just don't feel like getting real wild today, because if I get real wild today and be myself, like I usually be when I be getting it in, I might say something really crazy today. I might do a gaffe. I don't want to do a gaffe because I'm rolling with Obama. I'm going to do a Mitt Romney. I'm going to not say nothing. But you know what, man? I want to change the whole pace around right now. I want to change the whole feel right now. You know what I'm saying? I want to just take us to a whole nother level right now. Real fast.
Another Tuesday afternoon. Nothing to do. Another day. I can't be waiting. But from the 9 to 5, I still gotta get faded. Pick up my phone. Somebody save me. Kiki tweeting says he's coming right away. Yeah. Restlessly, anxiously anticipating this thing.
I'm getting ready to get wild.
I got a feeling it won't be just keeping me.
Take it until you can't feel your face. wanna front one, jump up and get bucked. If you're feeling lucky duck, then press your luck. I snatch fake gangster MCs and make them faggot flambe. Your nine spray, my mind spray. Malignant myths that'll leave caught defunct. The results, you'll remain stuffed in a car trunk. You couldn't come to the jungles of the East Pop, and that gang you won't survive. Get live, catching wreck is our thing. I don't gang bang or shoot out bang bang. The relentless lyrics, the only dope I slang. I'm a true master, you can check my credentials, cause I choose to use my infinite potential. Got a freaky, 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 freaky flow. Control the mic like Fidel Castro. Lock Cuba, so deep that you can scuba dive. My job's or again is unknown, like the tubas. I've accumulated honeys all across the map, cause I'd rather bust a nut than bust a cap in your back. In fact, my rap snaps your sacroiliac. I'm the Mac, so I don't need the totem act. My attack is purely mental and its nature's not sick. It's meant to wake you up out of your brainwashed state, stagnate nonsense. But if you're persistent, you'll get your snot box bust. You're pressed up on this. I flip, pose this. None of the real niggas skip. You don't know enough math to count the mics that I put. Keep the dirty by his camp as his verbal weapon spit. Gold nugget. Every time I pick up the microphone, I drug it, unplug it on chunks with the gangster battle. Leave your nines at home and bring your skills to the battle. You're rattling on and on and ain't saying nothing. That's why you got snuff when your bump heads were dirty rotten. Have you forgotten? I'll tap your jaw. I also kick like Kung Fu flicks by Run Run Short. Made for speed every time I D, cause I perfected my drunkard style like Sam C. Pseudo psychos. I play like Michael Jackson when I'm busting ass and breaking backs. Inhale the putrefied aroma. Breathe too deep and you'll wind up coma. Toast the king, I'm hard like a fifth of vodka. And bring your click, cause I'm a hard rock knocker. I gotcha, out on a limb, about to push you off the blank. Let you draw your cross, but your burner shot blanks. When the East is in the house, you should come equipped. Come equipped.
Show will be on Block Club DJs NYC
Block Club DJs videos, NYC Beef Stew Radio video show will be on there live. Your host, DJ Big Stew, will be there bringing you the hottest videos, you know what I'm saying? And also, look out for the phone app, the Block Club phone app that's coming out. Yes, sir, read the phone application. You will have me on your phone or your Droid. You will have the whole crew on your Android phone or your BlackBerry phone. Yeah, you'll have us, man. We blowing up like that. That's what we're doing, you know what I'm saying? So if you're trying to get your joints played and get your joints out there, you better holler at me, boy. You heard me? You better holler at me, boy, because there ain't no future in the front, dog. It definitely ain't no future in the front.
Just let me eat y'all.
Sound good to me. This sound hard. Something funky people gon' dance to. Give the record a second and a chance to. Hitting people like a scene of amazing. While they slipping back, my feet is planted in the pavement. Crumble I can never do. So now I'm looking dead at you. What are you gonna do? You listen to the knowledge of a scholar. You say how I breathe, tell them how I holler. I'm the E-double, and I proclaim my name. Straight up, good game, peace, all game. I'm like a rhino, running through the roughest pack. They figure I'm a trigger, happy nigga, so they step back. Freeze, the microphone is. Who's last the longest, and who's the strongest? It ain't a game, it's plain to see. You listen to the sounds of breathe. There ain't no future in your front.
A kilo. And if you ever do, you'll never be with me. Serving in the Cherokee, or maybe it's a Geo. Back on Black Ben, so we'll get it up for me. Never have to worry about my posse getting jumped. Cause if we ever do, yo TV pop the trunk. Cause we don't go for playing, wanna play to grab a ball. When I'm on the mic, I ain't for playing, not at all. Cause I clock 10 G's a week, booming at my peak. Always CE sober, but I do get geek. I can give you a job, a place to eat hearty. Meet your homeboy Marty at a BOB. Party taking over, barking like a dog named Rose. I'm picking suckers like a four-leaf clover. Ain't biting words on the mic, they can cobra. So now they saying egg breeders get no. I'm the B, the R to the double E-G. And down with my homie G-A-S and O-E. And suckers call them fatty cause they still be disagreeing. I don't give a cause I'm from F-L-I-M-P in a city where pity runs low. If you ever shoot through my city, now you know. Cause we are strictly business and we also got a pride. And if you don't like it, I suggest you break wide. Suckers study looking for the ammo any wire. Thinking that illegal is the best one, so they dying. I ain't got time to see a fiend now. To give up all his money and to give up what he got. That's the way I am, MC Boo can I be different. Never change the ways for the world or the government. If it was the president, then I would say fact. You leave it up to me, I'll paint the White House black and it can feature in your front. Yeah, I got dollars in my pocket, not from rolling. If I was a fiend, then my gold would be stolen. Put my name Breed on everything I own. And when I get my Jeep, I'm putting Breed on the chrome. Shine it up good, kick it through my neighborhood. Motorola phone, fat rims in a Kenwood. Put the kid around it, and then I'll have it drop. Just because the riding people think I'm stolen rocks, but ain't no future in your front. There ain't no future in your front. Your flash ring constant. The rules of the world. Live my life raw, cause I never liked the law. West top tens on my ass, Eugene. Telling big gates and tip a tat to the fiend. Stock much dollars, but I never break a sweat. Trying to move out, my pocket saying, you got my back and I got yours. What time is it? Turn down the door.
Yeah, I know how we do it, man. Was another great show, Beef Stew Radio, man. That's how we do it, man. We do it so well, man. You know what I mean? But I'm going to get out of here, man. I want to thank everybody, man, for tuning in once again. I want to thank Compton Buck for stopping by, hitting us with that hot joint. You know, Future One Night Stand, hot joint. You heard it here first on Beef Stew Radio with your man, DJ Big Stew. I got to let y'all know where y'all at.
Beef Stew Radio.
Come on, everybody, make it clap your hands. We're going to gonna get out of here on this hot joint, man. And I'm gonna be back tomorrow night with Kay Nicole doing a ladies' night thing, how we do it every Friday. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what she got in store, but she always got something in store. Be on the lookout, like I said, next week, man. I got former St. Louis Cardinal in the building. It's gonna be hot. Got baseball and books at the same time. Yes, that's how we do it, Beast Stew Radio. But we gonna make it go out with Dos Effect, man. Holla back.